Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Madison, Georgia, and I'm with Russell Grizzle, the CEO of Mannington Mills. Russell, how you doing?
I'm terrific today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. We're down here for a ribbon-cutting event on Mannington's second building right here in a little complex. Last time I was here, I was at an event that was on Amtico Road. This is on Lions Club Road. This is becoming your LVT headquarters, and you're cutting the ribbon on, what would you call this facility?
Well, it's a new finishing building, so we do the finishing of the product here. We've obviously been doing this, but it was in a leased facility in Conyers. We wanted it closer, and we wanted to continue to grow in Madison, so we built a new building, moved all the equipment over the last year or so, and today is the celebration. We've been up and running now about 2 months.
As you can tell, when you pull in here, it's just been landscaped and looks like you've bought a lot more land than you're using right now. So there's room for expansion as well, right?
We have plenty of room to expand here. So we have plenty of land to continue to grow the company, LVT, or other products as we need into the future.
All right. So let's talk real quickly about what goes on in Madison, because this becomes, I think, Mannington Mills' third largest operation. I'm talking about this facility, but being in Madison, it's your third largest investment, because you have, most people know Mannington's headquarters is in Salem, New Jersey. You have, you know, massive operation up there. That's the beginning of where Mannington started. Then you also in Calhoun have Mannington Commercial, and that's a large operation. I think this becomes number three. This now employs 400 people, right?
That's right. You're exactly right. The company was founded 100 years ago, so we are celebrating on top of the ribbon cutting today here in Madison, but we're also celebrating this year our 100th anniversary as a company. So, yes, the company was founded in Salem, New Jersey. We have a big operation there. In 1968, we got into carpet, so we have a big operation for our commercial business in Calhoun, Georgia. This is our third and continue to expand here in Madison, Georgia, and this is our LVT headquarters.
Just as we talk about LVT, which is a subset of Resilient, I want to point out that we just finished our May annual report, and you are a privately held company, so I'm not asking you to confirm these numbers, but we have an estimate that in the Resilient business, you're number two behind Armstrong, and just under about $400 million in annual revenue at wholesale. So you're a major player in the Resilient category. One of the things that I definitely want to spend a minute or two on while we're together is typical for the Campbell family and for the way a privately held company like Mannington does. You're moving into Madison, Georgia, and you're not only going to be employing people here, but you're actually today giving major checks, one to a zoo that they want to build here in town and also to a hospital that they want to build, right?
That's exactly right. Kemp, we are continuing to expand here, and as part of that, we want to be great corporate citizens. So in addition to the ribbon cutting today of the new facility, we're giving $75,000 to the zoo, which I understand later this year will begin groundbreaking for that facility. So we're supporting that effort here within the community. And we're also giving a $50,000 check to the hospital. That's both a commitment from Mannington Mills as well as the Campbell family to be good corporate citizens.
You know, when you start thinking about the way Mannington got into this business, obviously you've always been a big player in Resilient, but you bought Amtico, this plant was already here, and you expanded it twice, and so most of everything is made over there, then it's brought over here and cut up into either custom or inline boxes and then shipped out. So real quick before we run out of time, just curious, all these other companies are saying they are coming to the United States and onshoring, and you're well established here. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next year or two in this category, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, but you're right. We acquired Amtico back in 2012. At that time, doing our due diligence, we felt like this category was continuing to grow. Putting what we had already established on a sourcing model in conjunction with Amtico gave us a leadership position, which we think we still maintain. And we had this vision to continue to expand here, consolidate, and continue to grow the LVT business. As you know, our heritage, it goes way back into Resilient. We are a Resilient manufacturer that have now grown into carpet, wood, laminate, porcelain, rubber, etc., through both the organic growth and acquisitions. But we'll see. We think the market continues to grow in LVT. So as all this capacity comes online, we'll see how it turns out. But we fully intend on maintaining our leadership role in this.
Well, and to use some, I guess, military terms, you've established a beachhead and you circled the wagons, haven't you?
That's right. So that's our goal. But, you know, we're in a growing market, so there's going to be lots of room for lots of players here in this category because the market just seems to love LVT. There's been so much advancement in the visuals, and it's such a product that hits a proper price point with great aesthetics, and it really doesn't have any problems as it goes on the floor. So we just think it's going to continue to grow. Other subsectors of the market are adopting it now as we speak. So there's going to be lots of need, I think, as well as the capacity comes online.
All right, Russell, it's great to be with you, and congratulations on the opening of this operation. Again, been talking to Russell Grizzle, the CEO of Mannington Mills, at the ribbon cutting of their finishing plant in Madison, Georgia. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.